Yo, good afternoon, viewers of the Tube. My name is Tyler of Chico Crypto, and welcome to the channel that is bringing you the content many call controversial, the content some people hate but they can't keep their eyes off of, and the content that will always tell it like it is. It's time to call a spade because it's time for Chico Crypto. Let's talk about Bitcoin and the current state of the markets. Bitcoin has rocketed right out from the $4,000 range, where it was stuck for basically the entire month of March. Since the beginning of April, the price has been testing the $5,000 range more than a few times, almost hitting $5,500 on April 10th, before getting rejected. And now the upswing has started again, and today we are currently above $5,200. So, has the market officially turned bullish, or is this just a short-term bull run in the midst of a still overall bear market? Well, a few days ago in my live stream, I showed this image, which was comparing the 2013 and 2014 bubble to the last one we experienced in 2017 and 2018. This image showed, based on the author's technical analysis of comparing the two bubbles, that there may be one final dip in the picture, back down to the 3K level, before leading up to the 2020-2021 bull run. Then you have the uber bears and so-called experts who believe that this is all hogwash right now and manipulation by the whales. They are calling for a much lower bottom into the 2K range, with some believing it will go even lower than that. Tyler Jinks commented that he believes we are heading back to the 4,000 to 4,200 resistance, and it will not hold. New lows coming, and his target of $1,000 Bitcoin is unchanged. Then, on the flip side, you have the uber bulls who are calling for Bitcoin to hit 7K soon. Many of them saying the charts look beautiful and Bitcoin will go on a run, with some even calling for a 10K target in the near future if 7K resistance is smashed. These are two very contradicting views on the markets, but examining both sides of the coin will leave us in a much better position to make our own informed decisions in this wild west of a market. Well, the price, it could go up, or the price, it could go down. But we are entering a critical decision point for the next price movement. And I agree with this trader, Colin Mueller. He explains in his chart that Bitcoin, since its 10% retrace after the breakout on April 2nd, has been trending upwards, supported by the 55-hour exponential moving average, which is the purple line in the chart. He says within the next day or two, we will move into a decision zone, which will decide Bitcoin's new direction. Although, if Bitcoin does take the downward direction, there are two support zones which would be hard to break, represented by the purple shaded bars. These levels are the 5K support and the 4700-4800 support zone. Although, if it does break those two levels, there is still strong support based on the 200-day moving average, which is shown by the purple line in this chart. This should provide some of the strongest support if a bearish trend takes over, and staying above this would be a bullish indicator long term. Although, if it goes under, that would not be a good signal and would indicate a bearish takeover. What is my own personal opinion? Well, despite people being bearish calling for 1K or 2K, the major moving averages are all cleared, and the price is up over 50% since the December bottom. The trend is your friend, people, and you should not try to fight it. If you have been accumulating good projects since the low in December, you're doing good. I really don't know what anyone out there could be waiting for. Another 50% drop to 3,200 is very unlikely. Possible, but unlikely. I can say this with confidence though. We will be between 3,200 to 7K for the next 6 months, and cost averaging your buys is the best method for accumulation before the next breakout over 7K, which will lead us into the next paradigm. That is my personal outlook. The next topic I would like to discuss is regarding exchanges, the good exchanges that are not fudging their numbers and providing real volume. I did a video on Gate.io yesterday, who has real volume, but today I would like to highlight Liquid, who has been reviewed on the channel before. According to the Blockchain Transparency Institute, Liquid is the fifth ranked exchange by real volume and is currently BTI verified, which means they are using BTI's algorithms to stop and stomp out wash trading on their platform. Liquid recently closed a Series C funding round that now values the firm at over $1 billion. And Liquid explained they are going to use that capital raise to expand into new markets and offer new services, including potentially a platform for security tokens. Well, the platform has already expanded a bit, and just a few weeks back, Liquid announced a release of the Liquid Infinity platform, which they call their most powerful trading feature yet. Liquid Infinity is a contract for difference, or CFD trading, which is based on the price change of an asset without a trader ever needing to actually own the asset. With Infinity, you are able to go long or short on Bitcoin and USD or Bitcoin and Japanese yen with up to 100x leverage. The maximum leverage you can select depends on your position size. Here's a breakdown of the leverage options as well as the trade positions. They make margin trading simple with their margin coverage snapshot, which is built directly into the trading interface. This snapshot easily details your profits and losses, as well as available margins. Another nice feature is the way you can fund your trades. You can use crypto or fiat as collateral. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, XRP, their native token Cash, USD, Japanese yen, euro, Singapore dollar, Australian dollar, and even stablecoins, GUSD and USDC. What is nice about Infinity is it offers cross margin. So your margin is shared between your positions and backed by your entire wallet balance, letting you margin trade safely with lower chances of liquidation. The final topic I would like to discuss doesn't seem to be getting the attention it deserves, and I don't think people understand how big this is for Ethereum. Ernst & Young, one of the big four accounting firms, has announced they are releasing a protocol for supply chains, food tracing, and transactions between branches of a company and public finance. And guess what? It's being deployed on the public Ethereum network. The protocol, which is codenamed Nightfall, has been in development for over a year by the firm and over 200 blockchain developers. The protocol will be published this May and is one of the first times we are seeing a major company deploy on the public Ethereum network. Usually, other enterprise blockchain platforms deploy on their own private variant. There are solutions with Nightfall already being tested with major companies. One is tracking software license transactions for Microsoft Xbox video games platform. With the solution, Microsoft can monitor its interactions with multiple game vendors and avoid litigation related to royalty payments. Now, understand this, viewers, this will all be taking place on the Ethereum public chain. People hating on Ethereum just don't get it. The coin is probably the best speculative investment in crypto right now. And with this news, it makes me almost as bullish on it than Bitcoin. Ethereum has the greatest network effect, and also soon enough with Ethereum 2.0, it will have some of the best tech. This will be an uphill battle for any other smart contract platform, and it will be very difficult for them to get past. Well, viewers, the markets are at a decisive point, but as you can see, exchanges are still getting large investments, expanding and building out their platforms. Major firms across the globe are deploying their solutions on public blockchains. The stage is being set, and those who take notice will be the ones who come out on top. Cheers, viewers. I'll see you next time.